So Tim, can you comment a little bit about the mechanism of action of lenvatinib?
These are obviously all multi-tyrosine kinase inhibitors, and it's a little more, including FGFR, RET, the PDGFR, and the KIT, and it's shifted a little bit more towards a vascular agent, which I think is actually very, very reasonable in HCC, because, you know, we use it for diagnostic purposes. We know these tumors are highly vascularized. So going this approach, and you know, this may be one reason why this drug is working very well.
So Ghassan, can you talk briefly about what we know about first-line therapy? We see the trial that was published this year when the comparison to sorafenib. What was seen there?
So the trial, if we all recall, it was a lenvatinib versus sorafenib, and understandably within the context of the same cases that we're presenting, unresectable HCC, no prior systemic therapy, first line, BCLC B or C, which means, in other words, a locally advanced disease that could maybe not necessarily amenable directly to some local therapy, and maybe yes, and BCLC C, which means metastatic disease, and CHOP UA, and good performance status. The trial was designed with a non-inferiority endpoint, i.e., you're looking for the comparison that they will perform the same way. And it's very important to make sure that we agree that non-inferiority is not like a short way of getting to the same results of a superiority, but just kind of, you know, get the outcome based on the design. Really, the statistical design is rather complex. It has its particularities. The trial, I would call it positive, because lenvatinib median survival was 13.6 months, and for the sorafenib 12.3, totally equal. Interestingly, as already I mentioned before, the median PFS was almost about 2.8 times longer for the lenvatinib, 7.4 months versus 3.7 for the sorafenib. And of course, the median time to progression also was markedly improved in lenvatinib, 8.9 months compared to 3.7 for the sorafenib. And exactly as Tim mentioned a second ago, the response rate by RECIST 1.1, 24.1 versus 9.2 for the sorafenib. And if we look at modified RECIST, it was close to more than 41% for the lenvatinib.
Any other comments on this trial, Tim? Any more thoughts about lenvatinib before we move on to second-line therapy?
You know, it brings up the issue again that, you know, actually we now have a drug that leads to responses. And then I think, you know, it's not surprising to see what was reported that actually patients who respond also have a better outcome.